This denomination comes from a particular object located in this area, a portal nebula, that is very special. As it occurs sometimes due to the blast of the implosion, it is not uncommon that a singularity appears inside of a nebula. There are not of the same kind as the black holes, because it doesn't distort the gravity of their 248 continuum space. It's more like a wormhole if you want, it's like a doorway. One of them is named M42, and it is located at 1,500 light-years away from us. That is another view with a broader vision of the nebula, the gases. It is not only the little zone where you see the nebulas, it's the whole area. Look at that, look at the extent of it. It includes an interdimensional portal which was, as can be expected, a target of first interest for the Reptilian Shi'ar Empire. The corporate of Altair as well wanted also a part of the prize, but when they understood that the Shi'ar forces were much more powerful and agreements of interest made. This was before the Matra joined the party and the many more who followed. Within the same nebula with rich clouds of gas and dust allow very active stellar formation is an open cluster of four massive young stars, unleashing strong ultraviolet radiation. That's them. Are disrupting the nebulous field around them, creating the perfect nest for species thriving on ultraviolet radiations. That's the greys, the reptiloid greys especially. The reptilian greys are thriving on ultraviolet radiations. When you are sometimes abducted by greys, there is a way to know it was greys when as soon as you come back or you wake up you have an ultraviolet lamp touch and you scan your body with it and you can see traces of their fingers on you sometimes. 249. These stars emit ultraviolet. And there is the Siege of the Empire, the Alliance of the Six, also called Eid Nebu. And you will see that the Six are not all indigenous to the Orion Zone. This is the Eye of Evil, as some of them call it, whose head is located in this M42 cluster. It's composed of six races of both greys and reptilians who live there in the core in the heart of the nebula in this cluster M42. Matra, Kelly Tockert, Ibbens, Grail, Chikos and Indigot. They name themselves the Nebu, which means the masters. They use mainly the Do and the Esben races as slave force. And also the Solipsarei from Zeta Reticuli. A mantis colony resides also in this vicinity involved in the Orion Empire's programs. So you have the M42 cluster, these four stars which is the spiritual center of the hive. It's just at the entrance of the portal, it's the center of the hive, it's the brain. You will see later on Rigel UAV all the administration in the forces. But the center of the nebula is the spiritual center of the hive. You know all the greys, they strive on a hive culture. They have a mother queen and her it's like their bogs, her brain, her consciousness is connected to the consciousness of all the living grey creatures, the living ones. Some souls of greys are incarnated in real greys' bodies, but many of them are incarnated in synthetic dolls or clones, synthetic beings. But it's the same, they are controlled the same. The headquarters, in fact, it's in the Rigel system. In the Rigel system, it's where all the logistic forces and military power resides. The M42 cluster is known as the Square, and it is the design formed by the position of the main stars composing it. And the translation in Grail, Grail language, Grail is really the local species, it's Kaaba, a name inspiring fear throughout the whole galaxy. Its stars are mostly still in formation, but the residents of this place have built artificial synthetic worlds, that they have terraformed. Nobody ever came back alive from this place. So what we know of it is through rumors. You have also the Orion Grey Collective. The Orion Grey Collective is an independent entity from the Alliance of the Six. It regroups all the grey races in the Orion Zone as a collective of joined forces. They are standing against the Galactic Federation of World, the Orion League and the Orion Council alive mainly, while maintaining alliance of interest with the Shi'ar Empire, the Ashtar Collective and the Corporate of Altair. That's as Thorhan said to me is the simplified version of it. So the Orion Grey Collective and the Alliance of the Six both working against the Galactic Federation and the Council of Five. The Orion League or the Black League, they are positive. The Black League was created by the local Orion populations to protect themselves against the Grey Reptilian Orion Empire, against the Nebu, the Square. The current members are at the moment from Alnitak, Betelgeuse and Mesa. 250. There are two nebulas in the Orion Zone. On the right the M42, the Portal, the Kaaba, the center of the Nebu Empire. And on the left the Horsehead Nebula. There's nothing interesting in the worth mentioning. This is the Orion Grey Collective, that's the Nebu. The Metru are not from Orion. They come from Andromeda Galaxy from Megapay. They join the Nebu to rule together on this galaxy. They joined the Nebu. The Nebu are those who contacted MJ-12 and made agreements with the MJ-12 in 1954. These are the six races ruling the Nebu. The Nebu equals, the Metru from Megop, Andromeda Dash the Kilitokgirt from Vela, the Ibn from Betelgeuse or Bellatrix the Grail, are a local species of Orion the Chikohindogtk, 251, Metru, Kilitokgirt and Chikoforan, Ibn, Grail, Indogtk local from Orion. This is the Nebu, that's their sign that means Nebu equals the Masters. Now we are going to look into the star systems one by one. Rigel, called as Bea. It's the siege of the Orion Empire, the logistic siege. The spiritual consciousness is in the nebula and the logistic government is on Rigel. It's the outpost for the six most malevolent races. This is an interesting place. It was chosen by the Orion Empire to set their contingents. About 860 light-years away from Earth, it is a quadruple star system, cradle for many life forms, but also a colonization haven. That said, of the original populations now only legend attests, Rigel is named as Bea and designate a group of four stars, a triple system binary plus one and an individual blue supergiant. Both entities revolving around a common center of gravity with a 24,000 years period. And these stars have planetary systems both natural and synthetic. When I say synthetic is terraformed. The star group is then enclosed within a plasmic shield. Let us see some, not all these races but some of them which are important. The Asban who means humanoid. Asbaea Prime is one of the stars and the planet is Oriban. The Asbaea systems very surprisingly were a very long time ago populated by Ahland Nor or from Lyra fleeing the attacks of the Man system by the Chika in Lyra. So the Asban were a colony of Ahland Nor or. The Kolons rapidly built a prosperous civilization extending on the 14 planets of this quadruple Rigel star system. An incident happened by the Paste regarding to the territorial boundaries with the Grails from Mintaka, aggressive local Grey Reptilians from a nearby star and folding into a violent war, which lasted nearly 300 years. Eventually won by the Grail. The Grail claim they were here before them as native, and although their home world was in the Mintaka system as Bea was part of their territories. In truth they wanted to take over the air sources of the economical empire built by these Man, Liron, colonies. The conflict horrendously was various unfolded in a fair ferocious war and after all resources were scraped after 14 worlds by the Grails, all surviving lives sought underground shelters. Luckily an Or group managed to escape the global genocide. They went to the Protean system and they rebuilt there a new colony of their own. Naming themselves the Elderly. Fate unfortunately fell into their disfavor when the Tenacious Grail localized them and paid them a disastrous visit. Fortos who remained in the Uaspers system and even more criminal fate befell unto them. The Grail took them all to be made into slaves. So imagine, Ahland Nor or, the tall Nordic races from Lyra. The Grails took them all to be made into slaves, but in the most ignominious way. And now listen. Because that is going to remind you something here. The Grail took them all as a slave in a most ignominious way by a slow genetic mutation through hybridization program with the help of the Zeta Grays technology. To this point the Orion Alliance of the Sixth Nebu was freshly formed and all technologies shared in common for the most malevolent purposes. This is how progressively a new mutant race of slaves was engineered, crossbreed between Liran humanoids and Zeta Reticuli Greys. This new racer represented the genetic best of both species and was used as a template for the developing programs. 252, of human grey hybridization on Terra, on Earth. The Orion Nepu Empire is well and deeply involved with the programs of the Deep State and share also territorial underground districts with the Chikor Empire. So what the Nepu did on Oriban, they are doing it on Earth too. That's how they do everywhere. Bellatrix Erat is also a place you don't want to go. It's 250 light years from Earth and you have these lads there. It's home to wide diversity of reptilian species and also one of the most dangerous sorority grace species, the Indigunct. Bellatrix also named Erat in reason of the reptilian majority of life forms makes the liaison with the Chikor Empire. All these local races have a sort of loose collective based on agreements with a common goal: expansion and conquest. All these races in Bellatrix in Erat have put in common their diverse technologies in a purpose of an increased and united power. This collective is also involved with the Deep State, the Dark Fleet and the Tal Shiar. Oganga. Bellatrix mercenaries, they reside in the Erat planetary system and they are theirs in stationary combat motherships. The Oganga are genetically engineered warriors hybridized from grey reptiloids and local insectoid species. Their massive contingents are garrisoned in motherships in the Erat system and like many prepared cloned armies of the Orion Naval Empire, they are waiting for the signal to unleash their doom when the Galactic Federation of World isn't a threat anymore. And thus this will be the fate of Terra if we fail, but we won't. So this army of mercenaries is the prepared if we fail. 253, Indigt. They are extremely violent, as violent as the Matra. Their own world is Erat Prime, an artificially engineered planet in the Bellatrix system. Indigt Carsorian reptilian native Ito Erat. They are extremely violent in nature and look like tall white reptilian greys. They have an wrinkled face with an elongated skull, a large mouth, thick brow ridge and a very long neck. They wear no clothing. You can recognize them by this specific smell they produce, before even seeing them, which reminds of burnt sulfur. Indigt have treaties with Terran governments involved in space programs such as U.S., Russia and China. They have bases on Terra Moon forming using slaves for this chore. But now we know the moon has been liberated and no more grey aliens on the moon. They are also how describes Stephen Zhao, who worked in the Area 51, he named them Kilitokert. Ibn Betelgeuse or named Carina, it's a red supergiant star at the end of its life, center of a planetary system of 5,700 light years away from Terra. A large engineered cloud of cosmic dust protects this system. And here is the Ibn. The Ibn live on the fifth planet of the Carina system, Idimara. It is unpleasant cold and deserted world. The Ibn-i who live there are reptiloid grey beings from 6 to 9 feet tall as part of the Alliance of the Six. You will guess that they are not a pacifist culture and they have also a colony on Altimar in the Ophiuchus constellation. They are deeply involved with the Cabal on Terra and work alongside Terran military underground facilities, the Deep State on hybridization programs and soul scalping. 254. Carry, but there is not only malevolent species in Orion. You have also lovely people who fight together against them. But they are here and this species is involved with the Galactic Federation. This is the Carry from Carrion. They come from the fourth planet in the Carina, Betelgeuse system. So the Ibn on the fifth planet and the Carry on the fourth. The Carrions are originally Lan colon Ho settled in the Orion zone. Lan, Coron. From the Lyroman K-62 star system. They are the Feline beings. They found this world they carry in, regarding to the conditions being more tropical, damp and hot than their original home world in the Man system, and due to the composition of the atmosphere which was very different they couldn't change, that they couldn't change risking to endanger the local ecosystem. So they genetically mutated themselves by hybridization with local species. So they look like humanoids with bird features, generally with blue feathered bodies and wings and a very sharp and angular facial structure, resembling to bird's head, because of the genetic freedom of experimentation on themselves. They reached on carrion a fascinating diversity of forms, but although they mutated greatly, the carrion preserved with immense sacredness their culture and principles of their world of origin in the man's system. Carrion, even though they resemble to birds, have remained mammals and kept their reproductive functions unchanged. You call them by the name on Earth of blue avians. They have colonies also in other star systems. They have joined membership with the Galactic Federation of Worlds, although they are very rare leaving their planet, they rather operate by distance. The Carrion are wise beings and peace ambassadors for the Federation. They have passed agreements and treaties with their threatening close neighbors, the Ibn and the Grail, which is very skilled to do that and which protects them from any harm. They chose to intervene the currents in the process of the Earth ascension by psychic and etheric contacts. The Carrions use etheric ships and interdimensional travel. They were very interesting beings. 255, Anunnaki. There's a colony of Anunnaki there and they name their world Imaru. They live in a parallel dimension. I mean, they are not involved with the Nebu, but they are located in Orion. Their world is a wandering world. They haven't all been there all the time. They use the portal of Nebula to come and back. So we associate them normally with this quadrant at the moment. They come from a double-double star system that orbits around the star every 4,000 years. So they're just mentioning them there because it needs a whole chapter about Anunnaki. They have interfered a lot. They have interfered a lot. They are reptoid cold-blooded life form. They resemble Tutra but slightly taller, about 8 feet tall and more muscular. They have no hair. They have white skin. They have a very structured society in which female play an important role in politics and in power. Although the males ruled above all, they produce by eggs. They are known to be among the most advanced societies regarding to genetic engineering. They play a lot with the genetics. Now we are going to speak about the Orion Belt, Mintaka. It is named Aragog. Aragog Mintaka is a complex multiple star system, located within a faint stellar cluster. It is the home world of the Grail, but also it shelters different species of greys, reptiloids, amphibians, dinoids. Aragog Oana, the Orion Zone is teeming with life. The Grails, the local species who have mainly ruled the Nebu, and they're really those who really are at the original. They are residents of a star system, 256, called or Delta Orionis, with 7 planets. Although a highly advanced civilization technologically, they are not really what I would call enlightened. The Grail like to conquer and ransack. They are very tall saurian grey type species, very thin torso and limbs, but their electrical nervous system confers them an incredible strength. They have 2 genders. The Grail cause great harm in the nearby systems, but the reason why they haven't taken over the galaxy is their inaptitude to organize themselves, because they are driven by a compulsive aggressivity. They rarely adventure towards Terra, not particularly decide to face in combat to seek our Imperath Mitra and other competitors or the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They have oblong ship with chrome aspect. The Matra are part of the Nebu, but also they have their own agenda. TSR-3. There is another species in Mintaka, the TSR-3 on Arat UV. They were constrained to leave the beautiful world when the Grail invaded their planet, and they wandered for a long time in search of a world offering satisfactory survival condition. The TSR-3 are reptiloid species, very beautiful, very pacifies, very wonderful. When you hear about benevolent reptiloids from Orion, that's the TSR-3. But they try not to get involved with the Neon. They're peaceful amphibian humanoid race and they have slightly sauroid features in particular. Their slanted golden eyes. Although their skin is perfectly human-like, they have no scales. They have palmate hands and feet and glistening pale skin. Before its destruction, their planet, mainly covered by oceans and insular luxuriant lands, was an absolute paradise. Now unfortunately ransacked by the Grails, they now have found haven in a distant planetary system. They are protected by the Galactic Federation. 257, Kurnazi Orionis, Dear Limons. Now you have the Kerr, also called Golden Birds. They come from Theplanet Dilimunzinci Orionis, a system of four planets. They are very old race and they're related to the Anunnaki. What they do with genetics is quite incredible. There are humanoids with bird genetics and features such as duvet-covered skin, crest of feathers along their spine and a falcon-like head. Their peculiar color is due to golden liquid. They bathe in two, which expands their lifespan. I wonder if it's not monoatomic gold? These are directly involved with the Anunnaki altering Terran human genome. They were working with them. They tried to join the Galactic Federation, but it's not yet a deal, because they don't fulfill all the requirement to be as peaceful species. Eggaroth Alnilam, Zagara, the central star. This is an amazing bright and beautiful star. It's a central supergiant in the Orion belt. We have here Eggaroths from Zagara. They are very special because they are very ancient race and culture. They are very benevolent. Danthi nearly disappeared those from Zagara. They are part of the famous Council of Five Arcataplatorian Elders. The Eggaroth are tall, pale-skinned with a large skull and appearance and serene wisdom. They are a spiritual, highly intelligent race and do not take interest in conquest. This is an axe race. They were by the past before the Orion Empire flourished a highly advanced civilization. They were thra before the Nebu. They were spread on many worlds in the Orion Zone. 258. Their skin is pale brown to pale gray. They have no hair, slight tiny nose and magnificent eyes, often indigo with clear blue pupil. They are very spiritual and can materialize until the ninth density. There are hermaphrodites with the ability to polarize when deciding to mate. So they have the main world original Alnilam, the central star of Orion, and these are the Orion people who are involved in Egypt. Yes, these are the ones who colonized Egypt. They were involved in the construction of Al-Monuments, and these are the ones the legend tells, that when the ancient god Ra was tired and old, he decided to go back to his home in Orion, and it was Alnilam, Zagara. So the Eggaroth of Alnilam, they are not very numerous, but they have a colony now which has flourished on Mesa, called Daro. And who lives on Mesa? Anax from planet Daria. The star system is Daro, the planet is Daria. They are very ancient original race from Alnilam. Their colony escaped after the attacks of the Nebu in Alnilam. The colony still lives in the Zagara system, but the main Agata civilization is on Mesa now. Ridnu have also in the Mesa system the Ridn. The Ridn are from the Isame planet and they are part of the Council of Five as well. They are also an ancient species, very benevolent. 259. This Council of Five, it has been formed to fight back the Nebu, the takeover of the Nebu in the Orion Zone, and it was formed way before the Black League. It was formed at the origin nine races. It was created by the Elmanuk, and they created this Council of Nine to protect the populations of Orion. Not all the nine races of the Council were from Orion, they were only all races who want to protect these people in the Orion Zone from the Nebu. Exactly the same as the Galactic Federation does to protect the galaxy against the Orion groups. The Council of Five, let's say that is the first draft of the Galactic Federation of Worlds all fighting against the Orion groups, the Malevolence Nebu. The Black League, more specifically you have the Black League also, which is on this three-star system Mesa, Betelgeuse and Alnitak. The Black League was formed after the Council of Five. The Council of Five, it's the wise elders, it's the ancient races, not from all from Orion. I think only the Eggaroth from Orion. And they are worthy to stop the neighborhood takeover, not really managed it. But thereafter they were nine at the start, they became five when they decided to not only protect Orion but the whole galaxy, and some of the races left or somewhere extinct. There were then five. It's a whole chapter on the Council of Five. But then the Black League gets different. It is also the same purpose as the Council of Nine had at the start, protecting the local population of Orion against the Nebu. But they are not likewise old elders who protect the Black League. It's the rebels, it's the army of justice, it's the rebellion. They had a great impact in the Orion wars against the Nebu. They are great, we support them. Summary: Orion is teeming with life. There are many amazing peaceful civilizations there, but also evil empires. You have the Nebu, the Alliance of the Six, or the Orion Group. Three names for a structure, the same thing. The headquarters are in the M42 Nebula Cluster, the Square, the Kaaba, and logistic is on Rigel system. It's the two centers of the Nebu, those who signed with the MJ-12 and Earth. They Nebu were composed of local races such as the Iban, Grail and Indugtk. And they have allied with three other races from outside, Maitra from Andromeda, Kilidokert from Valand, Chakor from Thuban. Chakor are the only race that are not Greys. The Nebu and the Chakor are two powerful entities who are competitors. So you don't want to be competitors, so you're going to ally, make agreements with your enemy for certain things. There, 260, Chakor and the Nebu are working together on Earth for their own agenda, but they managed to work together not to fight each other. They managed to get along, that's why the Chakor have a foot in the nibble as well. It's diplomatic. Then you have the Reptilian Collective of Orion. That's something that is again different. It's not the Nebu. It's the whole Reptilian collective of all the Grey races, because the Greys are reptiloid. These are looking to their own interests and they're not with the Federation, they are really against them now. Then you take Orion and you take the whole galaxy. Zeta Reticuli, Vela, different places where you have Greys, cultures. It's the Grey collective, who are working together for despicable agendas. South Nebu are part of the great collective of Natru, the galaxy. They're interfering on Earth. The Orion Nebu, this evil empire, and the Reptilian collective of Orion, they are working with the Cabal on Terra. They are working collaboration with the Reptilian Chakor Empire. They are working in collaboration with the renegade Tal Shiar from Alshin. And all of these are against the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They are fighting against the Galactic Federation of Worlds. The Galactic Federation of Worlds has nothing to do with Orion. They are opposed to Orion. Questions: the Council of Five was at one point the Council of Nine? Yes. The Council of Five was created by the Almanuk, very ancient race. Then you have the Agaroth, Raiden, Oella and Ginvo. They were nine at the start, because three races went extinct and one, the Marvel left. The Marvel left because they weren't okay with protecting the whole galaxy, because they had enough to do with the Orion Zone. And they said, no, it's not wise, we are not putting our civilization and our forces at risk, trying to save other people than this zone, because we're not strong enough. Sorry, we're out. We respect your decision, but we are out. Three other races were decimated by the Nebu, five were left. They decided nonetheless to keep on fighting and building projects to help other species in the galaxy threatened by the Nebu. So they allied with the Galactic Federation of Worlds when the Galactic Federation of Worlds was created, and they work now together with them to help humanity ascend and repair their DNA. What about the infiltration of Egypt and Orion? Agaroth from Al-Nilam. There wasn't only the Agaroth in Egypt. There were also the Lyran, Ahil and Lan, and were there especially the Feline ones. They had a colony there. The Agaroth, they were at the same time there as when the Anunnaki was still there, and they had sort of conflicts with them. They decided to leave, and there is a text in the pyramids, it is next to the Unas complex area. It's written, it's engraved in stone, this legend. There were nine gods plus one, Ra, the king. The chief. There were the gods who were reigning on Egypt, and one day Ra decided, he was too tired and he was missing his home and decided to come back home in Orion. It is written in, back home in Orion Su, the same of Orion. So he decided to leave his descendants to reign on the colony, and that's the whole story of Seth and Osiris. Are there any humans in Orion? Very good question. There are humanoids in Orion. They are mainly colonies from Lyra, because all the human races in the galaxy have been seeded from Lyra from the Ptolin Lyra system, and so, 261, as there are humanoids in the Orion, they are all benevolent. They are not involved. They are part of the oppressed cultures. Remember I told earlier on about this Ahil colony from Lyra, the Asban, who have been caught by the Greys and by the Grails from Mintaka, and they have been hybridized, reduced into zombies. It's horrible and bred with the Zeta Reticuli, Xrock, Shambly. It's horrible what the humanoids endure in Orion and the Black League and the Council of Five. Have you been really defending them? There was a lot of humanoids in the Black League, it was mostly humanoid structure. How can humans live there? Are they underground?